Nolte, Lying Media Shell-Shocked by Robert Mueller's Fact Check. By John Nolte on January 19, 2019. Everyone in the establishment media knew BuzzFeed's report about President Trump suborning perjury from his then-personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was a lie. What they did not expect was special counsel Robert Mueller dropping a fact check on them. They all knew it was a lie. How could they not? To begin with, BuzzFeed admitted it could not verify its own story. Secondly, the story made absolutely no sense. There were two huge tells proving the BuzzFeed story a lie. 1. It made no sense that the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., testified accurately about the very thing Trump reportedly told his lawyer to lie about. 2. BuzzFeed made even less sense with the claim that the special counsel had emails and texts proving the president's wrongdoing when we all know the president is famous for refusing to use email and texts. And only emails and texts from Trump himself would rise to the level of a smoking gun. There are 7 other reasons everyone knew this story was a lie, including the lead reporter, Jason Leopold's, History as a Liar and Fabulist. How else do we know the media knew it was a lie? Well, after the Mueller bomb dropped, here is Jake Tapper suddenly admitting CNN was quite skeptical of the story. But only admitting this after the far-left outlet spent all day blasting a story it was quite skeptical about to scream impeachment. And here is Meet the Press moderator Chuck If It's True. Todd admitting that neither he nor NBC News had any idea if the story was true. Nevertheless, MSNBC spent every minute of the day screaming impeachment. To make matters worse, who did Todd bring on his daily MSNBC show to discuss the veracity of BuzzFeed's report? Proven liar Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's disgraced lawyer. The man who lied to CNN in another one of more than a dozen of those fake Russia collusion stories that blew up in the media's face. The Never Trump outlet, National Review, ran wild with the story. David French went so far as to play super sleuth to connect the dots, even though it was a big if. Remarkably, even after, BuzzFeed's left-wing reporters changed their story, the media continued to run amok. A legitimate media, a media interested in truth and dignity, certainly would have paused after one BuzzFeed reporter said he had not seen documents proving his story true when the other one said he had. But there was no pause, no caution, no moving on to the other news of the day. Because the walls were closing in on Trump for real this time. Basically, what happened is this. Everyone in the media knew they were lying, spreading a lie, but had no reason to believe they would ever get caught. The troll factor also excited the media. They knew they were lying. They knew Trump knew they were lying. But there was nothing Trump could do other than sit and stew in the box this lie had dropped him into. Like malicious cartoon characters running around drunk on their own hate, the media intended to spend a week gleefully hitting Trump on the head with this polo mallet, knowing he was helpless to fight back. And then the last the media expected to happen happened. The Sphinx himself fact-checked their lying asses. The last thing Robert Mueller needs are unexpected expectations around the report he will someday release about the Russia collusion hoax. So he and his team of Democrat lawyers must have watched in abject horror as the media way overpromised on what would deliver, which is a slam-dunk impeachment case. Make no mistake, Mueller is a dirty cop-out to see Trump impeached. He can't meet that goal if his report is so overhyped it lands with a thud. This is the 15th or 20th Russia collusion bombshell that proved to be a lie. In fact, not a single one, not even one Russia collusion bombshell has proved to be true. Not the one about Trump Jr. colluding with WikiLeaks or the one about Mueller subpoenaing Trump's bank or the one about then-Trump advisor Anthony Scaramucci being under investigation or the one about then-candidate Trump ordering Flynn to meet with the Russians or the wiretaps on Cohen or Cohen going to Prague or. Lies, 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 lies. And just when the media believed they had finally invented the perfect lie no one could ever disprove, no less than Robert Mueller runs a fact check on them. And now the media are shell-shocked. Just watch this clip from the far-left CNN last night. Try to ignore Brian Stelter ogling Jeffrey Toobin like he's a bacon double cheeseburger and enjoy the stunned faces of those caught red-handed lying to the entire world. The good news is that the media will learn nothing from this. Hate makes you stupid. So there is a lot more fun to come. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.